Brownstone to Froward Point Walk, Heritage. The tall limestone tower you can see in the field on the way down to Froward Point is the Daymark. This hollow octagonal tower was built in 1864 by the Dartmouth Harbour Commissioners and rises to 80 feet high on tall arched legs. It was built as a guide for ships to find a safe entrance to the harbour and is now a Grade 2 listed building. You can have a closer look by following the path across the field to it. The path which takes you down from Brownstone Car Park is an old military road put in place when the gun emplacement was built at Froward Point during the Second World War. In 1940, the land at Froward Point was requisitioned from Brownstone Farm to build a coastal defence battery. Brownstone Battery has great views across Start Bay and included two gun positions, two searchlight positions and other buildings including an observation post, generator room, stores and mess rooms, many of which can still be seen. It is one of the few coastal batteries still largely intact in the country. The battery was manned by around 230 soldiers of the 52nd Bedfordshire Yeomanry Regiment between 1940-42, and then by the Home Guard. It was finally commissioned in 1956 and is now owned by the National Trust. An interpretation panel tells you all about the site and has a map to show you where the buildings are. The battery observation post is now the National Coast Watch Institute Watch Station. The watch station lookout stands at 209 foot above sea level and has an excellent field of view. Trained and qualified volunteer watchkeepers share daylight watches operating every day throughout the year, providing eyes and ears along the coast, ready to help with emergencies which might arise. You can pop into the lookout to see what's going on if someone's there. There is also a visitor centre in the buildings nearby. Collerton Fishacre was built in the 1920s by the Doyley Cart family of opera fame as a holiday home. The house was built in the arts and crafts style and is imbued with Art Deco style of the Jazz Age. The 24-acre garden lies in a moist and sheltered valley and is planted with many exotic species from the Mediterranean, South Africa and New Zealand, which thrive here. The family built a tidal swimming pool at Pudcombe Cove, the small beach below the house. The family enjoyed an outdoors lifestyle and entertaining their friends at the beautiful countryside residence. You can still see remains of the pool on the beach, as well as great views out along the coast from the viewing point, although erosion has meant the steps down to the beach are no longer accessible.